Hi everyone, I'm Sharon Drugan, the founder of The Beauty Coveter. Today I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Kareem Syed, a leading aesthetic doctor. Dr. Kareem is a five-time board certified expert who has published over 20 scientific papers in the field of aesthetics. Dr. Kareem, welcome to The Beauty Coveter. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me today. Really excited to have you here.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a great honor, and congratulations on your podcast.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
And this is the first episode.
Wow. Really excited to have you.
What an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shall we dive in with the questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I want to know more about your journey and how you got started in aesthetic. What inspired you to pursue a career in aesthetic medicine? Could you tell us a bit more about your journey?
So, I'll go back to the very beginning.
Yeah.
My father is a doctor, and you know, when I was in kindergarten, it was the hospital kindergarten. I would go and sit in the ENT ward and, you know, wait for him to finish work. And the nurses, you know, gave me a glass of water, and I sat there and waited. And then I had already decided, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. It just felt like that natural to me, like the whole environment. And then I studied medicine. I studied in Oslo. But I grew up partly in Dubai and partly, I'm half Norwegian and half Lebanese, and I grew up in Dubai and in Norway. And I studied medicine in Oslo. And then while I studied, I was actually playing a lot of music as well, because I play the drums.
Oh, amazing.
And after I finished my rotation and during my studies as well, I actually went professional as a drummer. And I wasn't quite sure for a year or two there after medical school, I wasn't sure if I was going to pursue a career in drumming or medicine.
So you didn't think about joining a band?
I was in a band.
I was in a big
rock band.
That's brilliant.
I have Grammys and all kinds of stuff.
That's
yeah.
amazing. And well, we not, know not new American about
Grammys,
you today.
but Norwegian Grammys. Anyway, and so the point is, I have a very artistic side. Okay, so that's why I'm telling this story.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I realized, you know, there is, because to me, you know, the loss of not going into music was to lose my artistic side.
Yeah.
And then I realized that maybe there is a way, right, to sort of keep my artistic, sort of expressive, creative side in medicine. It doesn't have to be dry and but I'm also very scientific minded, so I was thinking, okay, maybe plastic surgery, dermatology, you know, that type of field. And I like being a doctor, I like helping people, I like that part of medicine. That's kind of what sort of I wanted to, that's why I wanted to become a doctor. So it was about finding that sort of balance, so that I could be happy in the work, basically. And then, you know, at that time, so this was like, it's more than 15 years ago now, and aesthetic medicine was just starting to become, I wouldn't even say mainstream, but I realized as soon as I started, you know, it was actually a friend of mine that, or a colleague, that took a course, I think this was 2007, in Botox, mm-hmm. in London. And told me about how it worked, and it just caught my interest. I just thought, this is for me. I immediately knew, this is for me. This is what I've been looking for. So that was the first part. It was for me. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just something comes your way, and you know.
Yeah.
So it was one of those. It was a sort of a moment. I went to London. There were no courses at that time. There were just a few courses here and there. I went to London and at a clinic in Harley Street and did just a few days sort of course in sort of basic aesthetics, and I realized that okay, this is perfect. And then there was some. Not long after that, I went to the World Conference of Aesthetic Medicine in Monaco, which I've been to every year since mm-hmm. that. And now I speak at the conference. So, you know,
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's very cool, actually. Yeah. It's strange to be there on the stage because I was like, you know, I think about myself 15, 16 years ago sitting there thinking, wow,
manifested
this is incredible.
This.
You know, that was also a very important moment because I saw incredibly inspiring doctors. I could mention a lot of names, but like people like Maurizio Di Maio, who is sort of my mentor and inspiration in the fillers, because I work a lot with fillers, you know, restoration work.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that, you know, we can talk about that later,
yes.
but, you know, natural, proper work with fillers, not There's stuff you see that's sort of unnatural, bad work. So that was also a very important moment, seeing him and a few other practitioners, and just realizing that, you know what, this is proper. When you practice aesthetics, this is proper medicine when you do it right. And so that was, I think that was the sort of second or third sort of very important moment. And then I would say there was a moment quite early in my career where a patient was just so happy, and she was just, and I just treated her with Botox, and she just said, you know, you've changed my life. And that was also very early in my career, and that really manifested and sort of took away that doubt, like, is this proper medicine? Yeah. Am I going away from, you know, fulfilling my potential? I've studied medicine for, you know, 7 years, and then it's such a long journey.
Absolutely.
And preparing, getting into medical school as well is very difficult. So you prepare, like, you could say that maybe it took you 15 years to become a doctor in a way, right? And then am I sort of, you can, in, at that time, because now it's different. Aesthetics is huge, and we know that, of course, it's an emerging field of medicine, and it's becoming its separate specialty in many countries. And it's now it's, you know, but at that time, you know, it wasn't easy to just leave sort of traditional medicine and go into that. But
yeah,
I had, so those moments were very important to me. Then really showed me that, you know what, this is for me, and this is proper medicine, and I want to do this properly. I want to do it in a good way, and then I can help people.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'd love to know, what are some common misconceptions people have about aesthetic treatments, and how do you address them?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's very important as well, because there are so many misconceptions. I think, you know, one of the biggest sort of barriers to treatment is vanity, and the sort of misconception that it's vain to be treated with, you know, aesthetic treatments. And I think that, you know, I always say to my patients that to care about how you look is important and is part of human nature. But if that's all you care about, then that's unhealthy. Yeah? So it's this self-acceptance. And, you know, with our treatments now, we have so many incredible treatments. It's regenerative. You know, a lot of it is about skin health. It's about restoring volume loss. So when you practice aesthetics in the correct way, you can do incredible work. There are many misconceptions about the actual treatments as well. You know, there, for example, dermal fillers, there's so many myths. They move, they migrate, they stay for 10 years. You know, there's a lot. When you do this stuff correctly, right, you don't have those problems. Also, I think one of the most common misconceptions is that you're going to look unnatural if you have work done. But, you know, yes, you can look unnatural if you have bad work done.
True.
But good work is invisible.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a bias, because if you walk on the street and you walk past three people who've done good work, you don't think that they've had work done. And then you have one person who looks unnatural, and you think, okay, I'm never going to do fillers or Botox or anything like that, because that's how I'm going to look. Right? But you didn't realize that you already passed three people that look amazing, and you had no idea that they're getting work done.
That was one of my biggest fear when I first... Started Botox.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've been amazing, and nobody even notices that I've got.
That's the key.
Done.
Yeah. That's the key. I always say, there are two groups of people that you don't want to understand that you've had work done. The first group is people that know you very well.
Yeah.
They shouldn't realize. And the other group is people that see you for the first time.
True.
They should also not get a feeling, okay, they've done something I can't quite see, but something's off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
And then there's so many more misconceptions that are specific to different treatments, like that things... It's very often that things are dangerous, or it's like negative stuff, because that gets a lot of traction on social media. If you want to get traction on social media, you know, make a post that says, don't do this, never do this, this is dangerous. That's the stuff that gets traction, not the positive stuff. So you get this... Yeah, and of course you see practitioners, unfortunately, as well, who have, you know, other interests, you know, or self-interest in sort of saying, don't do that, don't do this, but do what I do, right? Do the treatments that I offer. So there are so many misconceptions and myths, but I think the most important one is, you know, sort of generally about the products, and that, you know, they're dangerous, and this, you know, stuff can happen, right? So just misinformation and myths, and of course about unnatural looks, which is an important point, of course.
True. Thank you for sharing that. I would love to know, how do you stay current with latest advancements and trends in aesthetic medicine? And what new developments are you most excited about?
Well, I'm in a very privileged position because I'm part of some global advisory boards for some of the companies that develop these products. And so I know a lot about what's in the pipeline, okay. Both when it comes to skincare and also, you know, injectables. So being part of these advisory boards are, I mean, that's a very exciting and a very interesting part of my work. So that goes automatically because I'm part of these boards. So secondly, I publish. So when you publish, it forces you to be current because you have to, when you publish, you read a lot of scientific publications,
yeah.
Right? Because there are citations, you know, you have references, maybe 50 to 100 scientific papers that you reference in your own publication. So that means that I follow research. So that's the second part. And the third part is going to conferences, speaking at conferences, you know, WhatsApp groups with your peers around the world, all of that stuff. So it's sort of a combination of just being sort of plugged in to the whole thing and connected, and then publishing, I think, is an important part as well. And of course, last but not least, being a clinician. You know, I always say the core of my work is actually treating patients, and a lot of what I learn is from my patients. Yeah, because you see your results, you discuss with your patients, and you learn the whole time. So it's a combination of clinical work, which I think is very important. I work a lot, you know, with I see a lot of patients. I'm not one of those practitioners that just goes around to conferences, speaks, does trainings. The core of my work is actually treating patients. That's what I do. The other stuff is just to improve that, right? So it's just a combination of all of those things.
As you know, I love Oranex, the aesthetic is absolutely beautiful, and it is one of my favorite clinics in Dubai. How does Oranex differ from other clinics that you've worked with in the past?
So, you know, it's an incredible privilege to work here. I mean, of course, it's an amazing space. The team is incredible. And I think what really characterizes Oranex is attention to detail. So every single component is really thought through, and it's the whole sort of concept of mindful aesthetics. When I was approached by Oranex to work at the clinic, I immediately realized that it was for me, because coming from the Nordics, right, where I practice most of the time, it's all about sort of natural aesthetic. I'm lucky because I learned sort of my craft in a country where people don't want to look unnatural.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the Nordic aesthetic is very natural,
it's
right?
Super natural.
So that's how I practice. So I think that sort of whole mindful aesthetics mentality is very important. We don't want a natural result. And also, it's very scientific. You know, the whole consultation process, you know, we use a lot of technology. We really understand what person is in front of us, right? We evaluate sort of what are the goals, what are the barriers to treatment. So it's so holistic and technological, but at the core of it is the work that we do with our patients, the injectables and the energy-based stuff and the hair treatment as well. So it's this sort of just this comprehensive with this attention to detail and the patient, sort of patient-centered communication as well. That's what characterizes Oranex and makes it very interesting for me as a doctor to work here.
It's the whole experience of it from when you walk into the door till you leave. Like, I feel taken care of.
That's the key, you know? And it's a space. So it's everything, right? It's the space.
Yeah.
It's the energy. It's the team. It's the expertise. It's the whole experience.
True.
Right?
True.
And then, of course, the results.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what really counts as well. Yeah, it's great that the experience is amazing, but you want good results as well.
Absolutely.
So that's the key.
What does a typical first day, first appointment at Oranex look like?
Okay, so the consultation is the key. Okay, you have to have a long, proper consultation to align with your patient. Who is this person sitting in front of you? What are their goals? What are their fears as well? Barriers to treatment? And this is very comprehensive. So you have the whole psychological part, and then you've got the more medical part, you know, imaging. We do 2D imaging, 3D imaging, so it's very comprehensive. So we actually do 1 hour consultation, and before that, the patient does onboarding. So I'll walk you through the process. Basically, you come in, and it's interesting because you move through the space. Yeah, as you know.
You do. It's beautiful.
So also there's a physical element to it, that you're kind of moving forwards in the space. And you exit from a different place than you enter, right? So it's a journey physically as well. And you start off with a set of questions that are designed by, you know, our founder, who is a psychologist, Ida Banek, who's a visionary, I would say, in this field. And the whole point is to understand who you are. So these questions actually give me, as a doctor, a lot of information. What type of person, what personality type my patients have. Then there's the whole sort of goals, aesthetic goals as well. Why are you here? What are you looking for? What's the most important to you? Is it looking rested and fresh? Or is it a more sort of beautification kind of thing? Younger, more slim, contoured, hair restoration, right? There can be many reasons to seek an aesthetic treatment. Or is there something very specific that's bothering you? Right? So there's a lot of what we call basically, I would say, what's the word I'm looking for? Archetypes, patient archetypes, right? You're looking for transformation, beautification, etc. But of course, what we see here a lot is sort of positive aging, right? So you want to sort of take care of yourself, skin health, be preventative, all of that. So then you come in through sort of the next area, which is the imaging. So we have a whole area for imaging. We do 2D imaging, so normal, you know, photos with sort of clinical photography with correct angles, etc., and also a 3D scan of the face that, you know, renders a sort of a 3D model.
That really shows everything.
It does show everything, yeah. and especially structural stuff, because we work a lot with restorations, right? Using dermal fillers in the right way to restore volume loss and support sort of and lift, basically. So, and then for hair, we do a lot of hair treatments here as well. You know, we have a very comprehensive hair restoration, basically whole field of medicine, and a very important, I think, emerging field in aesthetics, actually. And we do something called trichoscopy, so it's hair analysis, basically, you know, hair thickness, all kinds of technical stuff. So a lot of technical stuff happens in the imaging. And then you come in to your doctor, and we have everything on the screens, right, that we can pull up. All the personality stuff, goals, fears, 2D imaging, 3D imaging, hair, trichoscopy, everything, all the tools that we need. And then it's about the two of us sitting together and really understanding, okay, how are we going to work together? What are we looking to do? And then planning ahead, you know, planning long term. Because you want to be a sort of a guide as well. It's not just about the treatment then and there. It's about, okay, how is it 1 year going to look like, right?
Sure.
That's sort of, so it's very comprehensive, and it takes quite a lot of time, but it really is the basis for the work together between the doctor and
it's
the patient.
It's a thorough process.
Yes.
Doing it all. Thank you. Could you tell us more about Oranex's emphasis on restoration over transformation?
Sure. So transformation, like I was saying before, you have different, you know, reasons for seeking aesthetic treatments and different archetypes. There are some people that are looking for transformation. And that's a very specific area of aesthetic medicine. And, you know, it's not, that's, there's nothing wrong with that as such. And, you know, who are we to judge? Do you know what I mean? You have to have an open, sort of not moralistic stand. But the core of the work that we do at Oranex is about restoration. So it's about preventative treatments. So, you know, the right treatment at the right time. You know, from first signs of aging to later signs of aging, the aging process, the facial aging process is very complex. And it has a lot of components. You know, it's skin health, it's what happens to the fats, what happens to the muscles, what happens to the bone. So it's complex and very scientific. And restoring that, you know, managing aging is often about basically restoring things like volume loss. And of course, the most important tool there still, and for a long time, I think, are the hyaluronic acid dermal fillers. So we work a lot with those in the correct way, like I was saying before. Very natural. You can't even tell that, you know, other people can't tell that you've been treated. But restoring lost volume and restoring as well structural components in the face so that you can counteract one of the most important aspects of aging, which is that gravity pulls everything downwards, right? So you need support to kind of
lift,
resuspend the skin, in a way, you could say. So restoration is about identifying which parameters or components of aging have happened in the face and restoring those. It's also about restoring skin health, for example. You know, lots of people need comprehensive skincare management, energy-based things, injectables as well, you know, that we do. Botox, of course, is an important one. It's not just for movement, it's also for skin health, actually. And so it's also restoring the natural environment of skin so that we can both reverse and prevent the aging process, basically.
It's been an absolute honor listening to you about your journey. We know now you're not just an aesthetic doctor, but also a former rock star. I'm looking forward to seeing you later today. I've booked in for my appointment.
Thank you for having me on your very first episode. That's really an honor. I'm very honored, honestly.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Karim. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for having me, and congratulations.
Thank you.